With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Efforts to vaccinate the roughly 1,000 people in Montana experiencing homelessness against COVID-19 have been ramping up since the state opened up eligibility earlier this month. But MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the recent pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has complicated those efforts.
1, 2, 3.
Go.
At the Flathead Warming Center in Kalispell, a nurse with a local community health center is administering COVID-19 vaccines to anyone willing to take one. Sitting on one of the several cots at the Warming Center, Kevin Dudenay says he quickly jumped at the opportunity as he's been concerned about COVID.
No, I haven't had it or even been exposed to it, but I don't want to be either.
Dudenay says it's been hard to follow the latest eligibility requirements throughout the pandemic or even book an appointment without phone or internet access.
I was in North Dakota for a while and recently came here within the last couple of months, and it's been hard everywhere to get.
Flathead Community Health Center CEO Mary Sturhan says it's important to vaccinate homeless populations as they're frequently in communal situations such as shelters and frequent gas stations, grocery stores, and other places with a lot of close contact with other people.
And they also are at a greater risk because they frequently have higher, more health issues in general, less ability to care for themselves, less access to the things that we're using to protect ourselves, like washing our hands and those kinds of things. So,
even though the visit to the Warming Center resulted in just a few vaccinations, Sturhan says it was mainly a trust-building mission. So far, the Community Health Center has vaccinated about a fourth of the nearly 170 homeless patients they treated in 2020. She adds that partnerships with the Warming Center and other shelters will be key to gaining trust of those who have had bad experiences with the medical system.
It's really just that sort of repetitive presence where really the Samaritan House staff and Warming Center staff, as they get to know people, they probably are at least as effective for us as our staff coming in for an occasional clinic.
Jody White with the Montana Primary Care Association says, like Flathead County, county health departments across the state are relying on the other 18 federally qualified community and urban Indian health centers' historical experience treating hard-to-reach populations.
Especially those who might have transportation issues, be in really rural areas, not have access to phones or computers to register for these large vaccine events. So centers are really looking and responding to those needs in their communities, and again, at various levels.
White says health centers had been relying on the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine to catch the highly transient homeless population. But federal health officials recommended a pause in the shot's use last week due to a potential link to rare blood clot cases in a handful of women. White says health centers are now using Pfizer and Moderna to vaccinate those experiencing homelessness, even if those people won't be around for the second dose 3 to 4 weeks later, and finding ways to get that second dose into their arms.
But the state is actually really encouraging all of the different counties, jurisdictions to be open to doing second doses for those who maybe they didn't do a first dose for.
White says health officials have offered guidance telling providers administering COVID vaccines to give second shots to people, even if it's long after the recommended 3 to 4 week gap. She says there will also be some people who never show back up for their second vaccine, but says providing some immunity through one shot is better than none. Abby Barrow, Director of Clinical Operations at Partnership Health Center in Missoula, agrees, but says it would be nice for the Johnson & Johnson shot to return if possible, as it's been a big help in vaccinating roughly 300 homeless people in the county.
So we're hopeful that here in the coming days that we'll get some additional guidance on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and seeing, you know, if that's a feasible alternative for us to resume administering again based on the CDC investigations.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden, said over the weekend that the federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could provide updated guidance on the J&J vaccine by Friday. Barrow and others say it's important that efforts to vaccinate the homeless population continue, no matter what those recommendations are, as homeless populations will become even harder to reach as individuals disperse in the warmer summer months. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.